Word. This is the Eiley Brothers with Shout, parts 1 and 2. Enjoy.
Well, you know you make me wanna shout.
That was the Eiley Brothers with their song Shout, part 1 and 2, off of the album, surprise, surprise, Shout! Exclamation point. And the Eiley Brothers are in one of what is probably a pantheon of little-known facts about the state of Ohio, are one of the most famous artists from that state. They are, I think, one of the only ones one of the only musicians to come out of Ohio and get two number one albums, if Wikipedia is to be trusted. I was looking up the musicians of Ohio earlier this week because I was writing a paper on the Ohio senatorial race between Ted Strickland and Rob Portman, and I like to listen to music thematically when I'm writing to kind of stimulate my creative juices. So I looked up that. Didn't actually play the Isley Brothers, but I played a little Tracy Chapman instead. But, you know. So the theme of the day is, as you might have guessed, or maybe you didn't, or maybe you didn't even care, the theme of the day is brothers. So we listen to the Isley Brothers. Next song is going to be by another band of brothers. Not the miniseries, but the Righteous Brothers. So we're going to be taking you through, well, I say we, but it's just me, Chris and Zach, my usual partners in crime here, have chosen to stay in their beds at 7 a.m. on a Thursday morning, preferring instead the hour of extra sleep to an hour of fun at WMFO. So it's just me, and I'll be taking you through this hour, through the theme of siblings on CCD, and then the next hour from 8 to 9 a.m. I'll be doing a solo show again, of this time just whatever I want, which will be fun. But for now, we're doing a theme of siblings, and so next I will play another song, and then I think I'll tell some sibling stories about my brother Sam. This is the Righteous Brothers with Unchained Melody.
Time. vision, hope and pray it might come true.
The Beach Boys with Wouldn't It Be Nice off of the album Pet Sounds, preceded by the Righteous Brothers with their song Unchained Melody. The Beach Boys have obviously the Wilson Brothers making up the siblings in their band, Mike, Brian, and the other Wilson, who I don't remember. But so I mentioned I would tell a story about my brother, I guess, because I have erudophil, and while music is nice, so is, I hope, the sound of my voice. My brother's name is Sam, and he's 2 years younger than me, and there was this one time that we were both sitting and watching. I was playing on my PlayStation 3, and Sam was playing a video game on the computer, which are in the same room. And Sam, without looking at me, without turning to me, asks, "Hey Charlie, what's for dinner?" And I say, "Ravioli." And we both wait, and there's a palpable sense of tension almost in the air, and there's a beat, and then we both go, referencing a SpongeBob episode where the nemesis of the show, the antagonist Plankton, tries to steal the formula for the Krabby Patty. We both say, "Ravioli, ravioli, give me the formuoli," which is just, it's just a quote from the show, it's nonsense. But we both say it at the exact same time, and there was some sort of, like, telepathy or whatever that we both picked up on the reference, and we both gave it together, and it was like, it was one of those specific sibling things. I don't know, that could be stupid, but whatever, I thought it was funny. In terms of music, this next one comes from the brother-brother duo of Ray Davies and the Forgotten Davies, Dave Davies. And this is The Kinks with their classic song about two lovers in London that always gets forgotten in their larger pantheon of hits. This is Waterloo Sunset. Station every
such a fool, and I had to stand by and take it, baby. Seem to change, the bad times stay the same, and I can't run. Sometimes I feel, sometimes I feel like I've been to the whipping post. Good Lord, I feel like I'm dying.
That was a classic jam from the Allman Brothers Band, The Whipping Post. And that was preceded by Creedence Clearwater Revival. So that's the Fogerty Brothers and the Allman Brothers, in terms of siblings, if you're keeping it on track, keeping track at home. Proud Mary, that was off of the album Bayou County, the 40th anniversary edition of that disc. And I have some sibling fun facts. This is from news.health.com. 6 ways your siblings make you who you are. So, not only can siblings be a source of annoyance or enjoyment generally in a day emotionally, they can influence your weight. A 2014 study from Stanford School of Public Policy at Duke University discovered that in families in which the older child was obese, the younger child had a 5-fold greater chance of also being obese. They also shape your character. There's no evidence of the traits that correspond to birth order, like being a middle child or how being an only child affects you. But there's this trend of something called de-identification, which is when two siblings, who are usually close in age, I'll say like 3 years, maybe, you know, so they're in similar situations, create separate identities to de-identify themselves from their other siblings. So my brother Sam, for example, could have a goth phase because I am not goth, just so he's clearly different than me. He's not goth. He's normal. Although, what is normal? It's a conversation we can have another time. They're your earliest teachers, so siblings can really help improve young children's vocabulary and test scores, as well as aiding them to connect with their peers at school through having someone to talk to and deal with problems with. And especially in the case of siblings who are of the opposite gender, if you're the quote here from psychologist William Ickes in 1983, he says, "If you are a girl with an older brother or a boy with an older sister, you should thank them for whatever romantic success you've had. Because they help you learn how to deal with the opposite gender, if they are of that opposite gender. They may save your marriage. Being part of a big family may make you less likely to get divorced. A 2013 Ohio State University study found that having one sibling decreases the chance of getting a divorce by 2%, and that's an effect that stacks. So if you have two siblings, boom, 4% less chance of you getting divorced, unless you're extremely unhappy in your marriage. They could up your odds of depression, but they can also boost your happiness, which kind of makes sense given squabbles in adolescence versus just the enjoyment that you can have with a sibling who you spend more time with than any other person your age until you get married, essentially, or you move out of the house. So they have a big impact. And they have a big impact musically as well with the people we've heard so far, and we will hear over the next half hour. Meanwhile, it's 7:30, so that means it's time for a PSA. It's that special time of year, and WMFO would like to wish all of our listeners the very best for their winter holidays, however you may celebrate them. There's nothing wrong with the responsible enjoyment of inebriance, but if you're under the influence, if you're buzzed, if you're hammered, if you're hosed, if you're toasted, or even just a wee bit tipsy, please don't even think about driving a motorized vehicle. Please walk, take public transportation, call a cab, or get to the party in a group with a designated sober driver. Better yet, do your friends a favor and be the designated sober driver. This has been a public service message from WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, the radio station that wants all of its free-form loving listeners back in the new year. And so that's a PSA from the station. And this is going to be a group of sisters in what was one of the biggest hits of the 80s and a hit that my mother enjoyed a lot. We spoke about this yesterday, actually. And this is the Bangles with their song, Walk Like an Egyptian.
Egyptian.
That was Bangles with Walk Like an Egyptian. That's a song, just going to give a quick suggestion. There's a video that I saw yesterday, credit to my friend Cecilia for showing me, that is, it's a video of like a bird, I think it's a sandpiper, walking along and kind of strutting, and in the background, that song, Walk Like an Egyptian, plays, and it's very funny. And you can find that on World Meme Database or something like that on Facebook. So yeah, check it out. Meanwhile, next song is going to be by Oasis off of What's the Story, Morning Glory, like most of their songs. And no, it's not Wonderwall. I don't know why I didn't decide to play Wonderwall. I guess because it's too much of a meme now. Which if you don't get that, I don't need to explain it, but the young kids like to make jokes about Wonderwall. But you know what they don't like to make jokes about? The song Don't Look Back in Anger. And this is that. Enjoy.
Never been, but all the things that you've seen.
That was Rebellion Lies by Arcade Fire off of their album Funeral. And that's the Butler Brothers, Wynn and his other one. Most of these bands, actually, you know, there's a trend of there's one, usually it's a front man who everyone knows, and then there's another person who no one knows. It's like I was talking to my friend John when I was compiling this playlist, and he was shocked to find out that some bands had brothers, like, for example, CCR or Arcade Fire, that they were made up of siblings, because everyone knows for CCR, John Fogerty, but no one knows his brother, including me. I didn't. And so, yeah, Arcade Fire, the Wynn Butler, and his brother, the other Butler. Yeah. Next song is a classic for those of you who are about my age, who lived through and grew up in the new millennium. This is one of the Disney bands. Perhaps the biggest of the Disney bands, other than Hannah Montana and Miley Cyrus herself. Made up of three brothers, one of whom has a successful solo career, one of whom is now in the band Dance, D-N-C-E, all caps, who did that Cake by the Ocean song that was one of the songs of the summer. And then Kevin, who's somewhere. Gotta love Kevin. This is the Jonas Brothers with their song Burning Up. Jonas Brothers burning up into the last 10 minutes of the first hour of this show, and the sibling theme. This next one is a trio, actually. So not just two, which has been the norm so far in this show, but three. And in this case, three sisters. This is the Heim sisters, three American sisters who make up the band in all caps, Haim, H-A-I-M. And from their debut album, Days Are Gone, this is perhaps their biggest hit, The Wire.
Relationships I go through, and I give it all away just so I could say that. But I know that you're gonna be okay anyway. You know there's no rhyme or reason for the way you turned out to be. I didn't go and try to change my mind, not intentionally. I know it's hard to hear me say it, but I can't bear to stay. And I just know that you're gonna be okay anyway. Always keep your heart locked tight. Don't let your mind read dial. Oh, but I just couldn't take it. I tried out and I to beg it, but I fumbled. And when it came down to the wire, it felt bad. It felt right. But I fumbled. And when it came down to the wire, it felt bad. It felt right. But I fumbled. And when it came down to the wire, now you, it's your imagination trying to make you what you wanted to be. Because I'm sorry I do what I did, but it came naturally. And I give it up away just so I could say that. Well, I know that you're gonna be okay anyway. When I try to keep myself together after all the opportunities, I try to stay true to you and I try to do what you wanted from me. And I give it up away just to hear you say that. I know that you're gonna be okay anyway. Always keep your heart locked tight. Don't let your mind read that. Oh, but I just couldn't take it. I tried out and I to beg it, but I fumbled. And when I came down to the wire, it felt bad. It felt right. Oh, but I fumbled. And when I came down to the wire, it felt bad. It felt right. Oh, but I fumbled. And when I came down to the wire, always keep your heart locked tight. Don't let your mind read that. Always keep your heart locked tight. Don't let your mind read that.
That was Closer by Tegan and Sarah at 7:58:47 on CCD, a distribution requirement, 7 to 8 a.m. Thursday morning. I'm Charlie. Chris and Zach are usually here, but they're not today, so I've been taking you through this hour of hits by duos and trios and general bands of siblings, starting all the way back at the Isley Brothers at 7 a.m. and making it all the way up to Tegan and Sarah now. So I hope you've enjoyed this section of my morning program. I'm going to be sticking around, playing some more music, talking a bit more, maybe a bit less, till 9 a.m. But as it stands now, it's 91.5 FM WMFO, and we're going to transition into the second, more freeform hour of the show, where it's just me playing what I want, when I want, with another band of siblings, and a song about aliens. This is The Carpenters, who have two siblings within the band, and their song, Calling Occupants of Interplanetary Craft. Subtitle, the recognized anthem of World Contact Day. Enjoy.
All Hit Radio.
All right, you're listening to All Hit Radio, and it's 53 degrees at 13 minutes past the hour. And right now in our all request line, I've got Mike Ledgerwood on the phone. Hey, babe, what would you like to hear?